This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. G20 nations on Thursday pledged a united front in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic and said they were injecting $5 trillion into the global economy to counter the impact of the crisis. Leaders said the COVID-19 pandemic is a powerful reminder of our interconnectedness and vulnerabilities, and that combating this pandemic calls for a transparent, robust, coordinated, large-scale, and science-based global response in the spirit of solidarity. They also pledged to work swiftly with multilateral bodies such as the International Monetary Fund, the World Health Organization, and regional banks to deploy a robust financial package to support developing nations. The number of declared coronavirus cases in Europe topped 250,000, according to an AFP tally Thursday, more than half of which are in Italy and Spain. Deaths surged for another day in Spain, taking the total to more than 4,000. And while infections are slowing in that other hard-hit country, Italy, deaths are rising in the south. Europe is the worst affected region in the world, with more than 14,600 deaths reported, according to health data compiled. On Thursday, the number of coronavirus infections closed in on 500,000 worldwide. Americans displaced by the coronavirus crisis filed unemployment claims in record numbers last week. The U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday a surge to 3.28 million. The surge comes amid a crippling slowdown brought on by the coronavirus crisis. The jobs figure was released after the U.S. Senate passed a $2 trillion stimulus bill, including $1,200 for most adults. Confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. are near 70,000, with at least 1,050